Testing, testing. 1, 2. Thank you. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading for today is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. These are God's words. Dear people of God in Christ, last Saturday, I was privileged to go to the play that was held here at Bethany, The Pirates of Penzance. I have great admiration for actors since I, even through childhood and most of my life, if I could learn a two-line Bible verse, I've considered myself fortunate to be able to memorize all those lines, and not just memorize the lines, but adding music to it, bring characters to life on the stage. Wouldn't it be great if all of us, as we live our lives here in the world, could memorize those certain verses that we need for life, put a costume on that it basically identifies us as genuine Christians, and then live as God's word directs us? You see, God has placed all of us on the stage of life. And we are to play the part that God has given us. The role that he gives us is very challenging. It isn't just a matter of having godly thoughts and actions. It's also resisting the sinful nature that is constantly trying to run our lives. Earlier in this same chapter, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Put to death whatever is worldly in you, sexual immorality, uncleanness, lust, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. It is because of these things that the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. You once walked in these things, but now you are to rid yourselves of all these things." What a stark contrast there is between God's ways and the ways of our sinful nature, and the ways of unbelievers. As Christians, we want to do God's will. We want to live in ways that reflect who we are as Christ people. But we can't physically rip out our sinful nature out of our hearts. We can't always avoid temptation. We're going to be daily seeking Christ's forgiveness, and we're going to ask for his strength and guidance to play the role as his holy people. As we repent of our lives, God provides exactly what we need for a new life. These are the verses that Paul, that we have from our verses today, from the Apostle Paul. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. There were some pretty nice costumes that I saw in the play, but imagine the costume that God gives to each of us as described in these verses. He clothes us with mercy so that we can have compassion on people in need. He clothes us with kindness so that we think and act in ways that are going to benefit other people. He covers us with humility, so that first we honor God and then consider others better than ourselves. He provides us with meekness so that we trust in God to provide rather than pushing everyone else down in order to get ahead. We are to wear patience, which does not get angry, even if people do irritate us at times. And as Christ has forgiven us, so we also forgive those who have sinned against us. We don't hold a grudge. And then overall, he says, this binding thing that covers us is the very love of God. Self-sacrificing love toward others, even when they don't respond in love and thanks in return. You know, all of us could play the part, the role that God has given us as Christians on the stage of life. How good it would be for us, how good it would be for everyone. Sadly, we miss most of our lines. And the old sinful nature that has been covered begins to show itself again and again, so that we do not live out our roles as God's holy people. But second, by faith, we follow the script, God's holy word. This is what Paul wrote in this letter. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Yes, we have God's word. And it isn't just to learn how to live a godly life. It is to be made new. It's to make us new in Christ. God's holy word doesn't put the spotlight on us. It puts that spotlight where it should be, on the Savior, on Jesus. God gave his son for the greatest solo performance anyone has ever seen in the world. Jesus played his part perfectly. He never missed a line or a cue. Yes, he was tempted like us, but he never sinned. He never failed. Instead, he had perfect compassion for people, even for those who hated him. He had kindness to help friends and enemies. He had a perfect humility, always first putting God's will there and then the needs of others before his own. He played his role as Savior with perfect love. Think of the example of him. As he is being crucified, he says, Father, forgive these people who are killing me. In that love, he willingly suffered and died to pay for the sins of all people. And his role didn't end in death. He rose to life. And he assures us that he is with us always as a source of forgiveness, as a source of strength and love. This is the script of God's word that we are to make at home in us. Its teachings do give us wisdom so that we can encourage each other with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When people try out for most plays, then they have to wonder for a while, am I going to make it? Am I going to get into the play? No problem as far as God's script is concerned. For his word, it says, he loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Our place with God does not depend on us. It totally depends on the completed work of Jesus. And Paul describes us in our verses as elect, as chosen by God, holy and dearly loved. In Christ, you have been adopted into God's family. In Christ, who was holy, God now sees you as holy, set apart for his good purpose. In Christ, God is holding back none of his love. All of his love comes to you. He's not holding back anything in any way. To all of you, and I see several that were in the play here, I thank you for the performance and all that were involved in it. And I look forward to future performances. But I am even more thankful to God that He includes all Christians to be on the stage of life. What is our part in the script? Well, we're not supposed to save ourselves from sin. Jesus has already accomplished all of that for us. God has chosen us for eternal life, and He has clothed us with Christ's forgiveness, and He has called us to live as His people. And God will give us many opportunities to express that thankfulness for Him. As Paul concludes, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Amen. And now the peace that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. O Lord, living for You as Your people is a challenge beyond our own abilities. We are sorry when we do not play the part to reflect Your mercy and love the way we should as Your people. Thank You for sending Your Son to live and die in our place to save us from our sins. Please give us Your Word and Your Holy Spirit that we may live to honor You and bring the blessings of Christ to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Now the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.